You, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You know, let's sing that one more time. And if you haven't already, let's do just what that song says, okay? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the Savior, we worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you. Let's turn in our hymnals to 118. The Comforter has come. 118. Thank you, Lord. And can I ask you to stand with me? We'll sing this.
Human heart and you.
Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, our God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We worship you, God. Wonderful Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you thankful the Comforter has come?
Yes.
That we're living in the day of that promise. Isn't that awesome? And that we have this great resource, the Holy Spirit, that He's with us. That last verse that we sang, O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine that I, a child of hell, should in His image shine. The Comforter has come. Do you ever feel that way? Like when you're trying to describe that your relationship with Christ to someone who may be a co-worker or a fellow student or an unsaved loved one, you know, and you have that opportunity and maybe they're interested enough to listen for a moment and you try to describe your relationship with Christ and that it's far more than a religion, that it's more than just some sort of set of values or faiths that you're following, but that you found this God, this divine deity to be very personal and real because of Jesus Christ, and they look at you. I said to someone the other day, sometimes it's like trying to describe the color blue to a blind man. You know, and you could say, well, it's awesome and it's pretty and it's got hues and you could try and try. And the only way I could get that blind man to understand is if I could put my hands on his eyes and heal him. Mm-hmm. But that's what Jesus did for me. Because I grew up in church and I had no idea that I could love him in this way that I do. I was blind for so long until the Holy Ghost came and healed me and opened my heart. And you know, it's not hard to pray now. It's not hard to sit in His presence. It's not even hard to go to meetings.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I know you like meetings, Danielle. She's fanatical. But that's all because of the Holy Spirit. So, I'm going to ask us to be seated. And can we sing, if you've closed, it's 118. Let's sing that last verse again. And let's thank God that He's healed us, that we can see and know the Lord Jesus. Let's sing the fourth verse again.
Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you, O God. We thank you with all our hearts. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Perhaps there's an unsaved loved one or a co-worker, a friend, fellow student, some acquaintance that's on your heart today, and they're blind, you know, spiritually blind. Maybe it's a husband or a wife or a brother or a cousin, and your prayer has been, Lord, open their eyes. Well, the comfort has come. And in Revelation, we read that Jesus Christ is still going forth, conquering and to conquer. And the enemy, he likes to convince us that, you know, they're just blinded. They're not going to see. They're not going to get it. And I want to ask us, we're gonna lift up those that are on your hearts today before the Lord, and for these girls in the village as well. I want to just share before we do that, a gentleman in the chapel, he would come years ago to the prayer meeting, and his name was Jim Kranga, and he would pray for his son. And his son was running around the streets of Jersey City, drugs, jail, fights, had a child out of wedlock, just so lost. But every prayer meeting, Jim Kranga, this big bear of a guy, Lord, oh, my son, he would go, my son, and cry like a baby for his son in the prayer meetings. And this was almost every prayer meeting, relentlessly. God, come to my son. Come to my son. And, you know, we would join him and all, but you'd hear the stories about his son. It'd be like, you know, oof, it's going to take like a miracle. Isn't that what God does? You know, God got a hold of that guy. Right, Carly? You know him, some of you. God got a hold of him. He's so on fire for God. Brought him into the chapel. He met another fine young girl on fire for God. It's amazing, isn't it? Don't count God out. And don't count the ones you're praying for out. Because all of a sudden, suddenly, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes. And blind eyes are made open. And, of course, we're believing for the girls in the village and the cottage that God will just do just that. And I don't want to be too redundant, but with the current news, is there any greater time for us to beseech God to open eyes? Mm-hmm. I think so. So will you join me? And I know that you have souls on your heart as well. So we're going to have a collective faith, a corporate faith today, that God, in his mercy and his grace, will bend every effort to open these blind eyes. Thank you, Lord. We come before you. We come before the throne of grace. And Lord, we're so grateful that you called it a throne of grace, authority, Lord, power, majesty. That's your throne. And Lord, in that awesome authority comes this grace that we can come boldly and ask, Father, for these souls. And Lord, first we want to begin with the many souls that are on the hearts of your body, of the body of Christ here, that we're praying for, that we're beseeching you for. God, that we're asking that you will bend every effort to open their eyes. Lord, that their hearts, that you might knock on their heart's door and call them unto yourself. And that, Lord, you might bring them into the valley of decision where they'll have to face what will they do with Jesus Christ and consider their ways, as it says in Haggai. Lord, this is our cry to you today. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that for anyone here, if there's somebody in peril today, Lord, let this be their day of salvation where they cry to you and call on your name. We ask this, dear God. We believe you to do this. And Lord, we do bring now these girls before you again today. Lord, you said always pray and never faint, never cease. So we consistently beseech you to meet these girls, Lord. Touch their hearts. Lord, we again want to say that the theme in the village is freedom. And we pray that you'll set them free from, Lord, the tethers of this world. And cut those tethers and free them, that they might see you, see the Lord high and lifted up. And we pray, God, that that sins will be covered in that village and hearts will be renewed and set free. We trust you to do that for the counselors as well. Strengthen them today, Lord. God, they need your strength. They need your anointing. They need, Lord, a new focus today, that you're going to do a new work today in these girls. Same at the cottage, God. These young ones. Lord, why not? Why not touch them that they might live their whole lives for Christ? And we believe you to do that. Help those counselors too. Strengthen Sister Antia, we ask, Lord. We pray for her today. You'll touch her and strengthen her body, soul, and spirit. We believe you to do this, Father. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. We're going to sing yet number 1, 2, 3. It really is that easy. 123. More abundantly. But before we sing that, you know, it'd be great to we're still having this countdown. And the ranks are thinning out. But I wondered if, I don't even know where we left off. Who was the last one? Oh, yes, that's right. We're going to have just two testimonies this morning, and then we're going to finish up tonight. And they've been so good. So before we sing this wonderful song, if you could bless someone. Because these testimonies are good. We're going to sing 123, because there is this abundant life. That we know that we have in Christ, and we're going to celebrate that. Okay, 123, and I want to just ask you if you'll stand with me again, please. the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for that abundant life, Lord. We thank you for the freedom, the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're thankful for your grace and your presence that you bless us with. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We praise you, God. We rejoice in the God of our salvation. Thank you, Lord.
Glorious, glorious.
We thank you for this abundant life, Lord, that because the Comforter has come. We thank you for the wells of salvation that with joy we can go to. We pray that we'll avail ourselves, Lord. We don't want to be foolish and languish by the side of such a river that refreshes and meets us, that you've supplied through the work of Christ. We avail ourselves to it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? I trust you all enjoyed the outside open-air bonfire experience. I said, I trust that you enjoy it. We should learn not to speak out in meeting. Well, it was, I enjoy them. And I often say to Brother Paul, do you think we should do this? And he's like, yes, yes. I need the night off. He says, don't tell him I said that, though it's probably recorded. But I have to tell you what happened. I was talking to my wife, and she said, well, how'd the bonfire go? Because she knows I'm always apprehensive, because not everybody likes to sit outside. And, you know, we like to be inside when we worship the Lord, so that we're not distracted. And, you know, this is the only place that Christ can dwell. And so if you have that mentality and you go outside, well, then he's not going to show up at the beach, you know, for goodness sake. But he does. And so I'm a little, but I'm like, I want people to meet the Lord. And so she always asked me, well, how did it go? You know, and I said, well, I don't know. I trust people saw Christ even outside. She said, well, Thursday night's our prayer meeting night. She said, well, Judy Wood had such a tremendous prayer for you. I said, well, what did she pray? She said she prayed that Lord, by the Holy Ghost, just use Brother Keith's humor. I said, well, I had everything but the face paint. So, but I'm so happy that she prayed that, like that, for me.